Hello and welcome to Pod Songs, where we interview inspirational people in service to others as inspiration for a new song. This is the track by track commentary episode with my musicians Maurizio Sanicola.
Hello, everybody.
Massimino Vozza.
Ciao.
And Luigi Falcione.
Here we are.
We're here to guide you through the last 12 tracks, talk about how we made them, the inspiration behind them. We've had a good time, guys.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always a discovery episode for us to go back and hear these songs because we've forgotten about them. We're already working on the next 12 or the 12 after that.
Mm. Yeah, it's always a great experience because it's like going back.
Time machine.
And yeah, it's a time machine. And we're discovering again our processes too in doing the songs and in working with beautiful artists.
Yeah, and the first artist is Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters. And she interviewed Elaine Pagels, an American historian of religion. And we got a first real country song, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a really country song. It was a great featuring with this beautiful American artist.
Yeah, she's got a lovely voice. And a great songwriter too.
Okay, this is coming. This is called Miracles by Amanda and the Honeycutters.
Saw Jesus in a parking lot. He said to give the world what I got, but nobody believed me. Yeah, they said I was crazy. Now it's gonna turn me to stone like milk for the baby. Never came home, it's the saddest thing that you've ever known. And can nobody save me? Sometimes the heart breaks just like an egg hatching, and tiny and barely breathing, and hungry for some meaning. Sometimes the world laughs, just trying to hold the tears back. Sometimes we're lonely, sometimes we're only dreaming. We were short on miracles, guess they needed them for the war. So we said, we don't believe in miracles anymore. I don't wanna be scared to love.
This song. I've got so many nice fan mail messages on this one. People saying thanks for introducing me to Amanda and the Honeycutters.
She misses her brother today.
Yeah, we did a really good time in playing this. We Massimino is a drummer player,
yeah,
and a piano player and everything. He plays everything basically. So in this song, he played the drums with the brushes.
Yeah,
a very classic playing.
Like a train drum, and then we had a lot of fun also doing the choirs,
choirs.
I always make a mistake with this word. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, I think the most interesting thing is the combination between traditional instruments,
yeah,
from country,
yeah,
with the classical elements. Arrangement, horns,
yeah.
This song is featuring Dolce Ellenberger on vocals as well, which is Amanda's friend.
Yeah, she adds a lot. Yeah.
Okay, she added a lot of harmonies in the choruses. Yes.
Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah, and Luigi played a sweet banjo. Yeah?
Banjo.
Yeah. Double bass as well.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, the acoustical.
And double bass.
Acoustic guitar, yes. Yeah. Strings.
Yeah, yeah, Luigi's a string player.
Okay, well, the next song is with Blaine L. Reiniger, and it's a French song. And he interviewed James Nice, the owner of Le Disque du Crépuscule. It's a very famous Belgian record label from the 80s. Mm. And he's from San Francisco, but he moved over to Belgium in the 80s. In the 70s, sorry.
Voilà la vie avec un fleuve enterré qui court sous les pavés, ciel des plombs bas en dessus de la place dorée, Bruxelles des années 80. Dans la vidéo bar branchée où sans un sou sur la roue, des superstars inconnus en long manteau noir.
Well, Blaine is the founder of one of the most iconic experimental bands in America, which are Tuxedo Moon.
Yeah.
And yeah, he founded Tuxedo Moon in the end of the 70s, and they began one of the most influential post-punk new wave bands in the world. So it's been a great opportunity for Podsongs to work with an artist like this.
Yeah,
and
nice.
He did everything. Everything from the recording to the mixing to the master.
In a couple of days, yeah.
Yeah. Not all the artists are able to do this by their own. But he did this because he knows how to do it.
Yeah. He's in his 70s, but he's still got it. He's still touring a lot. Yeah, really great artist. Go check out his music and Tuxedo Moon.
So this is a beautiful piece of music because it reminds me of some Nick Cave. It's a kind of electronic Nick Cave song. So it's very dark, pretty dark and experimental, because you can hear synthesizers which emulates acoustic instruments in a very amazing way. So I really love that song.
He's a brilliant violinist, as you can hear.
Yeah, it also reminds me a lot of what is that project called? Oh my gosh, I don't have it. I'm sorry, I don't have it.
Come back to us on that.
Yeah, okay. I'll come back.
Jack, can you tell us why did he sing in French?
Well, the interview was about with James, the owner now of Le Disque du Crépuscule, which is a very famous label in Belgium, and he lived in Belgium for many years, and the conversation was all about that period in the 80s when Belgium was the hotspot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it was a real great time to be there, and so he obviously inspired him to be in his French mood. He learned French there. Yeah.
It was a great interview
in Brussels. Yeah, it was time. Yeah, it was a really good interview. Yeah. Yeah, I hope to get him back on doing some other chatting to some other people. Yeah, because he lives in Greece now. He lives in Athens. Yeah, I never went back to America. Like, he thought about it, but once you've gone, you can't go back.
I got it. Sacred Spirit.
Great. Yeah.
Yes. That was what I was hearing.
Well, the next song is a song we had for years. It's inspired by, I wrote a song about my girlfriend, and we had it in the album before we started Pod Songs.
This is old.
It's old, man. I'm old.
It's really old. 5 years.
Yeah, at least.
This is younger than you, Jack.
Yeah, yeah. And the song is Deeper Than Love, about how what we have goes deeper than love. And to tie it into Pod Songs, I interviewed Chrissy Blaze, an astrologer. We talked about the power of real love, and I kind of slipped in this song at the end, even though I'd already written it. But it's kind of an excuse to get it.
Did a great job on the production, and I wanted people to hear it and get it out. And as I only do Pod Songs now, that's my only choice.
After our life together, we don't need to speak, to say what we're thinking, or know what we need. What started out as love has gone far above, become something we can live with, something that lasts. Cause love is a feeling, it comes and it goes, ebbs and it flows, and everyone knows. It dims and it glows, hides and it shows, speeds and it slows, and it shrinks and it grows. What we have is
enjoying listening to it too much. It's been a while since we heard it. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember this is one of the first songs I heard from Jack. And then we worked together, one on the first song. Yeah, and then
different versions. Different
many different versions.
Yeah, then we forget about the song. And then later Jack came out with this song once again. So we did it. And it's a very classic production. Massimino played drums in a very Ringo style way. You can hear the feels. So we had classic instruments, so it's a classic ballad talking about love. So love is a simple concept, so it needs simple production, simple arrangements. So. Don't be too complicated, so take it easy.
I'd love to do some like Instagram videos about where we go through each song, just highlight the different tracks in the tracks, because you know there's so many nice parts you hear in these songs, but you don't when you're making them, but they're kind of all mixed in together, obviously very nice, but it's nice when you pull out the parts and listen just to the drums, for example.
It could be I can tell you it's a really great experience. I do it because I mix the songs. So I used to hear a few instruments at the time. So it's a really great experience. You have experience of how many levels are on a song. It's like a cake, you know. Mm. So you eat your different flowers. So it's a really great.
They do that on another, good idea. There's that other podcast, Song Exploder, and they do that with the track name. They get the artist to talk about it, and then they break down each part.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. True.
Yeah. So
I know.
We haven't got
flowers.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flavors. Not flowers. Sorry. We are Italian.
Flavors.
Yeah.
Flowers.
I wonder what he meant by that.
So, we are hippie.
Yeah.
I like this part.
Yeah. Let's hear the ending. We decide to do this big ending like in a Beatles or Rolling style. Stones used to do. And Jack was really great in singing like Mick Jagger and doing, come on.
Come on.
So, nice shot.
Thank you. Great work.
Wow, Jack.
Glad that one got out finally. Well, the next track is with the legendary Elliot Murphy. Two Cokes for Paul Nelson. Yeah, Paul Nelson is a very famous Rolling Stone writer in the past. I think it was in the 80s. And he interviewed Jonathan Lethem, a writer who's also a friend of his. And they discussed their mutual friendship. And then Elliot came up with this song about all their experiences.
These are the elements of a verse. Sherman cigarettes, but it gets worse. Footprints on the running board of his wall. And by the way, his name was Paul. And let's not talk of his fall just yet. Oh, starve to death, that's what the tabloids say. But you know, I don't see it that way. In fact, for me, the opposite is true. Paul was a glutton for everything he loved and knew. From Orson Welles, Ross Pendahl, Howard Hawks, Raymond C., Chet B., PKD, and Warren Z. Oh, the New York Dolls. And me. So let's take a seat at the Jackson Hole. Let's raise two cokes and toast his soul. The soul of a man, our friend. Nelson.
Great job, Paul, guys. Nelson. Work with a legend like that.
Yeah. Elliot played with Bruce Springsteen, and he was friends with Billy Joel and Lou Reed, and he was one of the elements of the New York scene of the Greenwich Village of the 70s. So movies were made on his person. So we're really lucky to work with
a bit of history. Yeah.
A legend like him. So, and I must say it was a really great experience in producing it with him, because he sent us a very, very detailed notes on how he wanted to the tracks to be heard, and out on the production as well, production notes, and we're at a really good time. I've many things to say on this one. One of the best is about the bass, because we used two bass that Luigi played, just like Abby Flowers in the
From Velvet Underground.
Yeah, in Walk on the White Side, yeah. Used to do. When he was asked for playing the bass,
yeah, double bass.
Yeah, he played one. A double bass who basically played the notes, and then the tonics, and then the 12th or the 11th, the 10th.
With the electric bass.
Harmonies with an electric bass. Run together, so you can hear this kind of thing. Isolate the details, and then rewind.
A stickler. It's that classic Walk on the Wild Side, Terrence.
Yeah. And Elliot asked for it, so thank you, Elliot, for letting us do it. And we had fun. We played e-bows and a lot of strange instruments, mellotron and percussions made with anything. So it was a really great track made for a friend. Paul Nelson.
Yeah.
You can tell us about Paul.
Jonathan Lethem also helped write the song, the guest, so it's quite unusual for the guest of the show to come in and help write the lyrics as well. And I want to say, remind people, all these songs are on Spotify and iTunes, and you can also download them for a euro or a dollar from podsongs.com. Please go and follow the artists as well. So if we're talking too much, you want to hear just the songs, there's the entire playlist on Spotify and all other streaming music services. So.
We have to talk.
So, yeah, this is talking.
So that they can.
And guys, what is a dollar?
What is a dollar? Yeah.
Comparing to a million.
It's just a piece of...
Good
just,
point.
Moneta. Nice one.
Yeah, great.
Paul Nelson.
Yeah, so much to say about this one. So sorry about that.
Awesome.
But you can go and listen it on Spotify.
Yeah.
The next song is with Foxtails Brigade. We had Laura Weinbach, the singer of the song, come on. She interviewed Alyssa Bennett, a historian and co-host of the C Word podcast with Lena Dunham. And yeah, that was really great, because when you get a fan come on and interview their idol, we really had a wonderful conversation. So please go and check out all these episodes if you like the songs. Go and investigate how the lyrics came about. This song is called Afterlife of a Painting.
That is better only as long as there's a way to live forever. The choice was clear then, as it is. Elegance and a sense of pride, then passed away, irrelevant and cast aside.
Real long distance collaboration. They're based in Los Angeles, and yeah, we
did a lot of instruments on this as well.
A lot of, yes.
Yeah, we they did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job in the production. They decided a lot of things because Laura had really clear ideas on how the song has to sound like. So, I like it very much. It's a kind of prog songs the structure is very a trip. So it's a
very interesting songwriting.
So very interesting songwriting, and he does a lot of different speeds, same song. So I guess it's five or six speed, different speeds. So it's speed up, it's low. So it's like, yeah, you're breathing along with the song. So I really like that.
Yeah, and yeah, so yeah, we had the piano part that was really nice.
Yeah.
So we just replayed it.
Yeah, he played that originally, and you replayed it on a real piano.
Yeah,
We had
some percussions.
Massimino playing Petrov piano, and percussion as well. And, but the guys did great things in that. So,
Nice.
It was really nice because they're a really close couple, close band, and they do everything themselves. So it's really nice to come in and see their process, see how they work.
Yeah.
And, they did the final mix, but we really developed it.
Yeah, it's not obvious that musicians led us to go in their intention.
To trust us with their sound. Yeah.
And trust us. So thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. It means a lot for us.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
Painting.
Yeah, go and check out Foxtails Brigade on Spotify and or anywhere you listen to music. There are some wonderful songs there, great band. Also live, you know, in California, go and see them. And the next song is with the band Fire Kid. The song is called Candyland. We had it's quite an unusual story because they came to me with a song done and they knew who they were going to interview before because they had a podcast conversation with it on another show. With Lisi Camp and Brad Chrysler. Lee is a professor of theology and ethics. And Brad Chrysler is an award-winning producer in his own right. And they said, we were inspired by this conversation on another podcast. We already wrote the song. We've already produced it. Can we come on and release it through you guys? And
nice.
So, yeah. Nice.
Mother, Father, I've seen signs in the symbols of your faith. Gone are days of muscadine, nightmares follow like a wraith. Tears of sparrow brothers' blood laid a curse on holy ground. Buried boundless in the mud for the joy of tainted crown. Moses, leave the band, fill their mouths with desert sand, milk and honey in their heads, dreaming of candy, dreaming of candy land. Thank you.
children's sorrow hidden well, drowned out by a gospel song. Trouble stood behind the veil, lost in plain sight all alone. Go down, Moses, lead the band, fill their mouths with desert sand.
What do you think?
I was listening to the song, guys. It's a great track. Yeah. I really like it.
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's really great production.
Yeah, nice he's not finger good at picking, songwriting. Nice. Yeah.
He's an award-winning guitarist. And later in the song, they really also mash up a lot of different sounds.
Yeah, it's really Nordic. Nordic
feeling, yeah.
Nordic feeling.
Seems 5 foot for a TV series team.
Bravo. I was thinking the same. Teams. This is Netflix kind of...
Yeah.
They work a lot with TV, actually. They do a lot of independent production.
Like on Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings.
This track will be awesome on Vikings. Wow.
Come on, guys, I want to listen more.
On the next year.
Yeah, they had fun with that.
Che bella, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Nashville sound. Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville sound, yeah.
Okay, the next song is Galileo with a Microscope.
this is nice.
By Carl Blau. I'm a big fan of Carl. I saw him play in Amsterdam 20 years ago when I lived there. And I've always wanted to work with him. And he's, fantastic. Fantastic singer, what a great voice and great songwriter. He interviewed Natasha Campbell McBride who invented the GAPS diet. He's been a big follower of her. He says she's helped him a lot with his health issues and his family. So that was he really wanted to speak to her, and then he came up with this song about Galileo with a microscope. Now she's a modern day Galileo.
Trust your gut and it will tell you. Put your love in the ground. Make amends with inside friends. Help them to feel at home.
What does GAPS stand for?
Gut and psychology syndrome. She's a neurologist, and she had an autistic son.
Okay.
And she helped him fix his issues with the proper gut microbiome through the right diet. And,
thank you.
When I asked Carl to send us the BPM, he told me, the BPM is my guitar. He recorded the guitar with a cassette tape recorder. So, and you can hear in the song hiss and crackles. And I love that because it reminds me of the fire. It's warm. So and we went crazy with this one.
Your faithful metronome.
Without
Brazil.
And
true.
So.
It's like gold mine sound.
Yeah, this is kind of G for Tom.
like we also in the end put the castagnet and the flute was kind of
yeah and the flute and the 12 strings guitar and yeah a lot of things, everything. Yeah, he played really weird guitar,
yeah, super nice,
and the vocals, and that's it. We added the rest. So
it's great. I'd love to see that band live playing all that sort of gypsy music.
Gypsy.
All right, next one is with Ruben Hein. He's a piano player from the Netherlands, and he interviewed Dick Forsman, who's a Finnish ornithologist and the author of a world famous bird watcher and wildlife book about raptors, birds of prey.
Raptors.
Yeah, eagles and, you know.
Ah, rapace.
Ah, okay. Latino. Rapace. It's Latin.
Latin.
Yeah, and he came up, he wrote a beautiful song, piano-based, obviously, and we added a lot of colour. It was a really great interview. I really became a fan of bird watching after hearing the interview. Yeah, really. I saw birds through his eyes. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, we can't soar above this or migrate away, just letting all the land with our wings. We're defeated and deceived, an outcome out of sight, lost without non-human rights. Lost without non-human rights. Oh, where the eagles over the rim of a far-long cliff, where I lay on my belly and look over the edge, so I could get a glimpse of what eagles have. So I could get a glimpse inside an eagle's head. Through the sky as chaos plays out on the ground, where the money does it talking, but could it be controlled? Can it say non-human right?
Can I say something?
Sure.
I was like, I had like shivers. Like the Ruben.
Yeah.
Did a fantastic job, like a fantastic harmony job. Like this song is harmonically so pleasing, complex, because it's really complex in terms of, but it's like so fluid. Yeah, like you can
like a bird, like eagle soaring. You can should do a music video for this. He actually went to
fantastic.
He went to the Arctic and did a documentary about watching birds there.
Okay.
Yeah, and this could be the song. Actually, the song's going to be featured on the vinyl pressing of his latest EP. So we're very honored to be included on that.
Yeah, really. It's a great song.
I have a funny fact. Ruben and Jack asked me for the credits, I credited Ruben as a drummer. And it's all...
and the bass, too.
And the bass. I didn't do that. Because he did a very rough version of the drums, but we liked it.
Oh yeah, true. Oh yeah.
And
he didn't recognize his own playing.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we just added some brushes.
Brushes at the beginning. Top. Yeah, Massimino played a really great unplaying snare. So.
Oh yeah,
like
true.
Waves. So you can hear that. So thanks, Ruben.
Thanks a lot.
Really great track.
So I could get a glimpse of what eagles have. So I could get a glimpse inside an eagle's head.
I think this is my my actual favorite song of of all time.
My top place too.
Maybe it will, like, you know, yeah, it changed a
changes,
lot.
Yeah, but that's no, we're just lucky that all the songs are great, because
yeah.
If we had a crap song come on, you know, we have to. Yeah, this was okay. This one, I think you played bass. I don't remember. Yeah,
I love to change favorite songs.
Yeah, because they're all like children. You know, they're all
yeah.
They all have different characters, and yeah. you guys do a great job on the production, and all the artists does. When we choose to work with good artists, is probably also the secret.
Yeah,
and the next artist is Poe Ramblin' Boys, a bluegrass band. The first bluegrass song we interviewed. Well, we had Jasper Lawrenson come on the show, who's the double bass player, and he and Teaser, he together with the guitarist is a hunter. So kind of we've gone from bird watching to bird hunting now. Yeah, and they came up with this song, Public Land.
We grew up on a dead end street out on the edge of town. Land to call our own. We always had big dreams of the mountains and tall pines. We knew those wild places, we could feel it in our bones. Every weekend Dad would take us to that forest to roam around. We learned to hunt and fish like he had planned. It was as much a part of us as that house that we called home. I thank God every time I step on public land.
And the violin. Yeah. Yeah, it took a long time to get the song together. It was with was interviewed Ryan Callahan from the Meat Eater podcast, and it's on Netflix TV show series as well. They got a hunting and survival show. Yeah, but they came up with I wrote a kind of public landowner song, and then they rewrote it into this version because it didn't fit with the bluegrass style. They, you know, I'm an English guy, Nickley, I don't know much about bluegrass. So.
Guys, I mixed this song after coming back from the United States. A few days after, I've been in Texas and Mississippi, which are really near.
On a research project.
Yeah, Alabama. And then when I went back in the studio, okay, I mixed that one. Now it's time to do it. So
perfect timing.
Yeah.
It was as much a part of us as that house that we call home. I thank God every time I step on public land. It was as much a part of us as that house that we called home. I thank God every time I step on public land. I thank God every time I step on public land.
Yeah! Pure, authentic
country road.
I missed the show and their Dallas, Texas show for just 10 days.
Wow,
yeah, I missed that.
Yeah, the bluegrass nominated band. Sorry, bluegrass Grammy nominated album
what?
Band.
Yeah.
Oh. So they're top draw band.
Bello.
Yeah. Okay, well, next artist is Nicholas Gunty, who was in Francis Luke Accord. He's his second time on the show, this time as a solo artist. And it was lovely to work with him again. He's really a sweet guy. He interviewed James Martin, an American Jesuit priest, writer, and editor of the Jesuit magazine in America. So we discussed religion and God and all the big subjects. That's really inspiring. He came up with this song, Peace on My Mind, which is the lyrics are all about self-discovery and what religion means to you. Did a great job. We went for a more process production. He wrote a really acoustic song.
I know I'm strong, with peace by my side. The story is power. The truth out in time,
this once for all, the shame in our lives. I need you to call me by my name. I need you to let me be my way. The story is power, with peace by my side. I know I am strong, I know I'm alive.
Listen to that all day. Someone said the Francis Luca chord is like listening to a babbling brook, and like sitting next to a river and listening to the water, and he's definitely captured that. No, he's
I'm in love with that song, so I can tell that. Yeah, it's one of the latest production we made before the summer break, and one of the latest mix I edit. It was really great experience for me to mix this song, to produce that, because it's, I love this kind of style, this kind of feeling. So
you had great ideas for the reference track and the production idea.
Yeah, we went for a Aparat style. Aparat is great artist, so it's we went from a sound which quite different from Francis Luca chord. Usual sound, so it makes sense, because it's his solo project, but he played this guitar which is you can recognize
it's a great bass line you've added on there too, that.
Yeah, Luigi played that. And a great ending as well, so joy.
And you're at the edge, call your nephew and me. By the name that they choose, be a sensitive man, but you're skilled at good hand. Go write a good book, go write a new song, and practice your love with every new word. Make it all real, and make it yourself, because you are here, and nobody else. Yeah, this one's for love, love in your heart. I know you are strong as I fall apart. Yeah, this one's for all, the peace by their side, the peace in their heart, the peace on their mind.
Really nice lyrics too. You can listen to it. You can find all the lyrics on the in the show notes as well. It's good, of the original episode. So if you go back and listen to that, yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks, Nicholas, for being back. It's been such a pleasure for us.
Yeah. Is it his first song with this project?
He's had one solo song before.
Solo song.
His new solo project. Yeah.
Good start.
Good start.
Yeah, I told him to come to the Cilento and do a whole album. So.
Really?
I told him.
Please.
Yeah. Wow. Why not?
It will be so nice.
Yeah, it's good weather here, good food, great musicians.
Good weather, the sea.
Yeah. All right, well, the next song is The New Convention. It's an interview with the famous illustrator Dave McKean, and we talked about Midjourney and how AI is... it's affecting the work of illustrators. And the singer Thomas Feiner came on. He's a Norwegian singer and also illustrator. Sorry, Swedish illustrator and also a great singer. And then we came up with this song, The New Convention.
Journey out of mind, a journey through the possible, collated and entwined. Telescopic netherworlds, portals into space, hyperplexic ferris wheels, cut up and replaced. Welcome to the new invention, where everyone is an artist. Why would anyone disagree? Dark inside the great convention, exhibitors are reminded to be uniformly free.
Nick Cave ain't got nothing on this guy, no.
Bella.
Great voice. Yeah. Great production too. He did a lot of the production himself. Yeah, he kind of took it back and did a lot. We didn't realize that he could do all that stuff.
Yeah,
I was we did just the mix and we added some
choirs.
I heard this 2 weeks ago. It changed a lot, actually. Also.
Yeah. He added some last
stops
minute
stops.
Yeah, it's called Chopper. You chop when you break suddenly and you start again. So Chopper is like a brother chopping my voice.
Yeah,
he's really
nice. Really nice. Yeah. I wasn't updated on this. Wow, so nice.
Yeah. It's like went through a lot of versions. We only got it out in time for the release date.
Last minute. Master.
Yeah, well, he's an artist. He works very late at night and he's always fiddling and changing and improving. And well, it was worth it in the end to come up with this amazing
this
song.
Yeah. This isn't very nice.
Massimino, you played piano on that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
You played?
Yes. This is also really Netflix kind of mood.
Yeah.
This will be great.
If Netflix are listening or any supervisors, we are available.
Let's make another work. Let's propose
Pod Songs to TV series.
Podflix.
Netflix. Podflix.
All right, well, this is the last song.
Podflix.
12 songs. It's flown by.
One more.
Yeah.
This is with Shane Thomas, also making a second appearance on the show. He's a prodigical. Prodigy pianist.
Prodigy, yeah.
Prodigal. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first, the youngest guy,
EMI Publishing.
Yeah, well, a contract with EMI, UK.
And he interviewed Kevin Hines, who was a suicide survivor. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and he survived.
My gosh.
And he's going around telling his story and using storytelling to heal and help people. Beautiful.
Yeah, very relaxing atmosphere. Yeah.
You were sleeping.
No, I was wondering. If these songs, could be featured on movies. Yeah.
These two.
Because this kind of Black Mirror.
Mm.
Yeah.
What did you guys play on this? Shane did the piano, obviously.
I did nothing.
Yeah, we didn't play. I just added a lot of effects and that's it.
That's what you did with his last song as well, isn't it? You put it through that box over there.
Yeah, I have a couple of magic box, which has a Lexicon era Eventide harmonizer processor. Mm. You can put anything into that and it will sound different.
So, awesome.
We're working with someone like Shane as well. He comes up with these wonderful melodies and can't improve on that.
Thanks, Shane, for being here once again.
Mm. That was it. So 144
we got
songs.
This.
Yeah.
What?
144 songs in the Pod Songs project.
Maro.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. 144.
Yeah.
Wow. We're getting older.
11 albums we've done in the last 3 years. Yeah.
More than Led Zeppelin.
So the next one will be 12. It'll be after a big party. 12.
Yeah. Okay.
12 albums.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So at this rhythm. When we will be like, when I'll be 30 years old, we will have like
when you're
20 albums. 20 albums.
That's such a young man's perspective.
In 5 years.
He's the youngest guy. How old are you, Massimino?
25.
Okay. You could be my son.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we have 20 years of difference. No.
Yeah almost.
Almost.
Yeah.
Shit.
Could be my. I could be.
Yeah, it could be your son.
Yeah.
No, not yours.
Oh,
your brother. By the way.
Yeah, well done, guys.
Good.
Yeah. So please remind everyone to, write a review and give us stars. Whatever. What do people think? Do things nowadays?
Maybe I
follow. Yeah.
Likes.
Maybe, likes. Share.
Hearts.
Send to friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be active. We're very active, and we need you to. Share the songs, share the artists, follow the artists. Yeah, please support us through your actions, even if you can't afford to buy the songs.
Let's connect.
Yeah, just help pay us back by sharing the songs on your social media, sending them to friends, and talking about Pod Songs in the bar loud enough that people near you can overhear, and then they will also follow it so we can grow the show, get the songs to more people, get bigger artists, and... keep making the show. We want to go up to 2 episodes. We're on 2 episodes a month now. I want to go up to 1 episode a week. So that would be, that's kind of my goal, but we need more artists. So you can also write to us and tell us who you would like to hear on the show, interviewing whom. Maybe you're a fan of a band and you know that they're really into taxidermy and you want to hear them interview someone about that. You can send us some suggestions, send us some feedback, send us some fan mail. Massimino, tell us who your favorite artist is. It's kind of like a boy band as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you are an artist and you want to make a song with us, please.
Yeah.
Get in touch. All right. Well, thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Grazie.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
See you. Ciao.